Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Ayin Gimel. And we are on Ayin Beis and Mabez, second to last skinny line by the Toshma. And today we get to talk about two or three major Shas topics that come up right here on the daf Nedarim, daf Ayin Gimel. Okay, so let us pick up Ayin Beis and Mabez, Toshma. So we are discussing the question that the Gemara asked, that has the Gemara has tried to prove a number of times already. Remember Bar Chama's question, whether the Baal is allowed to be mefer without hearing about the Neder. We thought there'd be a raya from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah seemed to give the lashon of a husband or a father before the daughter, wife, leaves the Rishus or enters the Rishus. Whatever Nadarim that you make will be mufar from today. It sounds like he doesn't know about it. So the Gemara was mukimit that, no, l'chi shemana, it's about when he hears about it to remind him or to kick in the future, the Mai Safar now, the Chalos Safar then. That's how we were mukim all of the Mishnah and the related brisa. So now we try again. Tashma, second to last, skinny line. Ha'omer la'aputrapis. Someone says to an aputrapis, aputrapis is an agent used in different contexts. Sometimes it's an agent for yisomim, and sometimes it's an agent for somebody just to care for his financial matters while he is away. The latter is the one that's talking about here. The man's going away, and he's putting somebody in charge of all of his financial issues. Sounds like this one is an aputrapis appointed by the father. By yisomim, there are two types of aputrapis. Aputrapis appointed by the father before he dies, or the aputrapis appointed by Bezdin on behalf of the Yisomim. The Mishnayos and Maseches Gittin discuss which is the stronger type of aputrapis, which is the stronger stand-in for the person involved. Aputrapis itself is a major topic. It's clear from the Gemara, at least in one place, the Gemara and Maseches Kedushin, that aputrapis is another halachic mechanism different than shlichus and different than zechia. The Gemara, the beginning of the second paragraph in Maseches Kedushin, is trying to figure out how Bnei Yisrael were zoche to their chelek in Eretz Yisrael. How do we know that which halachic mechanism did the Nesiim use when they were zoche to the portion of Eretz Yisrael on behalf of the rest of Klal Yisrael, on behalf of their shevet? The Gemara has three different possibilities. First shlichus, then zechiyah, or zechiyah, then shlichus, and the third one is aputrapis, says the Gemara. On Membeis Amid Aleph, Ish Zochev Lo Katan Zochev, and then Gemara goes into Minash Shulcha Shalom Kamoso. How do we know Shulcha Shalom Kamoso? Nasi Echad Mi Mate. Right, one Nasi per Shevet. So Shulcha Shalom Kamoso. The Gemara assumes that it worked through Shlichus, and the Gemara rejects that and says, but how can it be? There was some Ketanim that were Zochev also. V'tizbra Da Shlichusu V'Ketanim Labanei Shlichus Ninu. So what does the Gemara say? Ki Hader Rav Amar Rav Huna Minayin Shezakin Ladam Shelo Bafanav. So first we say shlichus, then we say zechiyah, and then we say it's also not a shlichus. That doesn't work either, because it might be a chova. There are some good properties that people are happy to get, and some properties that aren't perfect. Some people want valleys, some people want mountains. So it can't be working through shlichus, it can't be working through zechiyah. So third option, minayin li yisomim shebo lachlok b'nichsei avihen. How do you know that yisomim want to split up their father's property? We figure out what that means. So Gemara says, so they acted as aputrapis for all of the rest of Klal Yisrael. So it sounds like the pashas of that Gemara, it's three different halachic institutions. Shlichus, Zechiyah, aputrapis, which is also important for the sugya of Zechiyah mitam shlichus or not. Major machlokas, the Chachmei Sfarad versus the Chachmei Tzarfas, Rashi and Tosis versus the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva. So the Gemara sounds like they're two separate institutions. So the ones that hold Zechiyah mitam shlichus have to re-understand that Gemara. But aputrapis also seems like a different halachic mechanism, as is brought up over there, and that's what we're talking about right here. So again, says the Gemara, Ha'omer l'aputrapis, kol nedarim shenoderes ishti mikan vach avo mimakom ploni. All nedarim that my wife makes from now until I come back, hafer. Be mefer, get rid of the heferla, and the aputrapis does that. Yocho you mufar, and you might think that this works, that they are mufar. Tamalomar isha yikimenu, isha yifirenu. Devi Rabbi Yoshia. No, the Gemara says gzeros hakasif. The husband must be make him. The husband must be mefer. Those are the words of Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia seems like gzeros hakasif. It cannot work. the husband cannot do it through the apotropis. Amar lo Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan says, wait a minute. Matzinu b'chala Torah kula, shulcho shalad v'kamoso. But don't we have in Kol Torah Kula, by Karban Pesach and by Kiddushin, Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso, that a person's shliach is like themselves, so why can't the husband do it? What's the problem? And the Gemara says, Afilu Rabbi Yoshia lo ka'amar, and Rabbi Yoshia himself, the only reason he says it does not work is because Ela Mishum de Gzeres HaKasuf Hu, Isha Yikibet of Isha Yiferenu. It's Gzeres HaKasuf that it has to be the husband and can't be the apotropis. Aval de Kulei Alma, Shlucho Shel Kamoso. But fundamentally, without the Gzeres HaKasuf, it would work. And we don't think the Gzeres HaKasuf is telling me that, he has to hear it. No, it sounds like it's a special din that he has to do it. But not a din of Shmiya. V'halo Shamiyalei. And the Gemara says, and you see that the husband didn't hear about it here, right? Theoretically, it would have worked through the apotropis without the Gzeres HaKasuf. So you see that the husband does not have to hear about it. There's a lot to talk about. Let's just finish the sentence. The Gemara says, Hachanami, no, there too, the Amarlei, L'chi Shemana Meferla. No, the husband really tells the apotropis that when I hear about it, L'chi Shemana, when I hear about it, then be made for it. That's how you can understand the Machlokas, that the husband will have heard about it. And he says that beferish, right? He says to the apotropis, Nadarim that my wife makes, be mefer when I hear about it. And, the Ran adds, the apotropis himself says that beferish. Second line in the Ran on top, the apotropis nami, b'hai lishna amar la l'isha. And the apotropis also says this to the woman, muferlech l'chishama ba'alech. Right, it's mufar when your husband hears about it. Aval amar la stama. But if the apotropis would just say mufar lach without explaining his instructions, lo, that would not work. Why? Delo adif apotropis mi baal gufe. The apotropis is no stronger than the husband himself. Uba baal gufe ba'inan delema behed yamufar l'chi shamana kideprishas leil. And the husband himself would have to say that it's, I'm not going to say it's mufar now if I didn't hear about it yet. He has to say it's mufar when I hear about it. So just like the husband has to say that, the apotropis is no better. And the apotropis has to say that as well. This sugya, these couple of lines are much discussed. They are a major Gemara source relating to the sugyas of shlichus. We mentioned this a couple of days ago, but now let's get into it a little deeper. The Lekach Tov, the Ksos, many achron, all achronim that talk about the sugyas of shlichus and the different ways of looking at being a shliach, discuss this Gemara in one shape or form. And there's a lot to talk about in the Gemara. Let's just focus first on the general shlichus issues and then the specific hafaras nedarim issue. What's the machlokas here? Right, Rabbi Yonasan says, we find shluchos al kamoso, call to Arkula. So what's the problem? So what? It says, isha yikimenu v'isha yiferenu. It says the husband has to do it. But the shliach can act on behalf of the husband. So what's Rabbi Yoshia's answer back to Rabbi Yonasan? Rabbi Yoshia also holds up the principle of shluchos al kamoso, and yet he says, isha yikimenu v'isha yiferenu negates that and doesn't allow that. So say the Achronim, says of Yosef Engel, say others, there may be Gufa arguing about how to look at Shlichus. How much is it a real identity of connection between the Mishaleach and the Shliach? Right? And this is the, if you remember the formulations we mentioned a couple of days ago, but just to note it again, because we're going to, the Achronim relate to this Gemara, the first piece in Lekach Tov, in Simon Aleph, in Klal Aleph, in the first paragraph, he talks about, he has three formulations. How do you look at Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso? How do you view that principle? Do we say it's Mamish? Shlucho shel Adam Kemoso, it's Mamish Kemoso. It's as if he is me. He is acting, it's as if I'm acting. I am acting, he's not just my mouthpiece like we have by Shomea Kaona, but he is my Bani. Mamish, that's the Chiddush of the Torah. Ima Kavana she Gufo shel Shliach Nechshev keGufa Mishaleach. That's the most extreme formulation. Or you have the least extreme formulation, meaning the Shliach is doing it, it's the Shliach Maisa. It's his action. That's it. He achieves a result through that action. That result relates back to me. That's the other side. That is the least related Mishaleach Shliach. It's the Shliach's action. It's just that the Mishaleach gets the credit, so to speak, gets the result of what was done. The Shliach did a Maisik Kiddushin, but the Mishaleach is Mekudeshes. The woman is Mekudeshes to the Shliach. That is the other extreme. And then you have the middle one. It's not mamish that he is me, but it's as if I'm doing the maisa. Oh, ashliach la'adam acher nechshav. Raksha ha'maisa, asher hu oseh, bishlichuso, al kapanem, b'siacheses l'mishaleach, v'nechshav sh'amishaleach asa ha'maisa ha'hu. Right, that's something somewhere in the middle. I'm not him, but I did what he did. Right, that's different. And that's more than just the Maisa's result relating to me, which was the third. Dilma gam ha-maisa inenem isyacheses l'mishaleach, rak l'shliach, v'nechshav sh'ashliach asa maisa, lo ha-mishaleach, rak sh'atara gazra, sh'av sh'adam acher asa maisa, lo hu, al kol ze, akivet sh'shlocha l'kach, mo elas ha-maisa sh'ala acher, avuro, kilu asa'a. But just because of the result, those are the different formulations. So it could be, suggest many achronim, that that's gufo or Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan are arguing about. Rabbi Yonasan has a very, very tight approach to shlichus, shluchas al kaboso. So even though it says ishayi kimenu v'ishayi feiranu, this is good enough. This is the husband, right? Through the aputrapis, through the shliach, the husband is being made for. The husband is being made him. Mashenkin, according to Reb Yoshia, no, I know there's a concept of shlichus, but it is not a total identity between the shliach and the mishaleach. It's not a total connected identity, and therefore one would not be able to be mefer through a shliach. Good. If you look at the Ran here, the Ran also moves the sugya to the next step. The Ran asks, what's the Gemara's question of a holo shamulei? The Baal didn't hear about it, so doesn't this prove our case? Maybe the aputrapus heard about it, asked the Ran. And wouldn't that be good enough? What's the problem? Ask the Ran, 4 or 5 lines from the bottom. Maybe in our Gemara, you do need Shmia. It's not a right that the husband does not have to hear about it. The husband has to hear about it, but you know what? The aputrapus is hearing about it is good enough. V'shayni hacha, diika Shmia da aputrapus. The aputrapus heard about it. V'kiva de shlucho shalad kamoso, havile ki'ilu shama bao. Ask the Ran, relating to the root sugya here. Right, the aputrapus heard about it, so why isn't that good enough? Tirtzu betoslas b'shema Rav Rabbi Yosef Zal, Delessa, says the Ran, no way. He quotes a Rabbi Yosef who says, can't be. Why dim Isa? And his formulation his answer is unclear. What does he mean in the answer? What could his answer be? His answer might be, oh, come on, shliach isn't that strong. A shliach isn't a mamish, a standard of the mishaleach. That's what the Ran could say. He doesn't say that. Or maybe he does say that, right? Not 100% clear. He doesn't say that explicitly, that's for sure. But what does he mean by his answer? That's what's not clear. Dim Isa de Boi Shmia, because if you really would require Shmia, Miika Midi de Bala Matzi Mefer, Vishliach Matzi Mashvi. Here, in this case, the Shliach would hear about it, so the Shliach himself would be able to do it, be Mefer, and the husband would not. You never have a action. And there is nothing subject to shlichus that the mishaleach cannot do, and the shliach can do. And here, if the aputrapus hears about it, you're telling me that he would be able to be mefer, even though the husband would not be able to be mefer. So that can't be. So what's that root of that answer? It might be a technical problem or something more. If you look in the Rosh gives a more fundamental answer, and this Rosh is picked up upon by the Ksos and by others. What does the Rosh here say? It's the Rosh, the Daramai Beis Maveis. Now we're only get to do it every 7.5 years, but here it is, says the Rush. Third to last line of the Rush. The afal pisha asa o shliach lahafer, even though he made him a shliach to be mayfair, meaning he quoted the Ran's answer. He quoted the Ran's answer, I should mention that. The ilu vegan de iu matzi mayfair, matzi nami mashi shliach lahafer ne dar shel asid. Or he quotes a similar idea, I should say, to the Ran. He's not dealing, he deals first. I'm sorry, let's go back to the beginning then. So he quotes the Ran's issue. V'shmias aputrapis ain't a k'shmias habal. The hearing of the aputrapis is not like the Baal's hearing. He says it befeirish is not the same. V'af al pisha aso shliach lahafer. Even though he made a mishle, he made for why? So the Ran said, oh, because he can't do anything more than the Baal could do. What does the Rush say? More straightforward. D'bemidi d'meila, d'bemela, lo shayach meini shlichus. What does that mean? By a davar d'memela, which means something that is not a pure action. It's davar de memela, something that just has to occur, a result-oriented action, so to speak, a result-oriented process, lo shayach minu shlichus. There's no shaychus to appoint the shliach for a davar de memela. What does that mean? Says the Ksos, The Ksos put this together with the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid is one of the more well-known sources in all of Shlichus. The Ksos, maybe, was the one that takes credit for making it famous, but the Ksos quotes two sources. The Tosfos Rid, I think, is more well-known, but the Ksos says, you know what the Pshat of the Tosfos Rid is? The Rush and Nedarim, Ayin Beis. These are the two Rishonim that the Ksos quotes in the first Ksos in Hilchos Shluchim, in Siman Kuf Pei Beis. In Choshen Mishpat, obviously, the Ksos is only on Choshen Mishpat. The Ksos on Eved Ezer is known as Avdei Miluim. The Ksos in a separate Sefer on Sugis is the Shef Shmaisa. But right here, the first Ksos in Kuf Pei Beis, he quotes the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid asks in Meseches Kiddushin on Daf Mem Beis, why is it that a person cannot make a shliach to put tefillin on for him? Right, if shlucho shalom kamoso, so why can't he make a shliach? He's tired, he doesn't want to get out of bed today. Why can't he tell somebody to put tefillin on for him? What's the problem? And the Tosfos Rid says, V'lav milsahi, shaha mitzvah shechivu hamakom la'asos begufo, heich yiftar hu al yidei shlucho, v'hu lo yase klum. Shlichus does not apply to mitzvah shebegufo, says the Tosfos Rid. Tefillin is a mitzvah shebegufo. Vade begerishin v'kidushin mahani, ki hu amagarish v'lo ashaliach. By Gerushin and Kiddushin, Shlichus works, because who is the one that is really divorcing? Even if I do the Maisa through him, I'm the one that's actually doing it. Shekosef beget ana pedloni patris ponis. V'chein ami ha'ish alami mikudashes ki'im lo. V'chein b'truma, who knows that truma mi perosav? Right, it's my truma. V'chein b'pesach hu ochel v'al shmo yishachet v'yizarek adam. By the other cases, says the Tosfos Rid, by Gerushin and Kiddushin and Truma and Shechita, by all of those four where the Gemara talks about it. So, Shlichus works. Those aren't mitzvah shebegufo. So it's good enough to have somebody else do it for me. Aval b'sukkah, hachanami yacholomer l'shlucho, aseli sukkah, v'hu yosheba. Right? I could have him build a sukkah and sit in it, and he could be yosef the mitzvah. But his sitting in it is not going to help me out. Avalim yashaba chaveru loki emuklum v'chein tzitzis v'chala v'chala mitzvahs ad kam l'shona. That's the language of the Tosfos Rid. And the Ksos is bothered. How do you know whether something is a mitzvah shebegufo or not? Maybe Kiddushin is a mitzvah shebegufo. How do you know? What does he mean? V'kashali, says the Ksos, I'll ask you a kasha on this. Toha b'shlichus l'dvar avera. In the sugya of shlichus l'dvar avera, you wouldn't have a pasuk to exclude that, you would say it is subject to shlichus, even though averus are like a mitzvah shebegufo. So I don't understand, says the Ksos, what exactly the Tosfos Rid is driving at. Says the Ksos, you know what I think the secret of the Tosfos Rid is? The Russian Ksubis, the Russian Nedarim Daf Ayin Beis. And that is, midi debe mela, lo shayach mini shlichus. What does it mean, mitzvah shebegufo? He means midi debe mela. It means a result that has to be achieved through on me, through me. Something like that. V'nirlani is daiti, says the Ksos Bazet. To kivan de shlucho shaladam kamoso, lo amrina el b'midi da asiya. To us havile maisa shlucho kamoso. Meaning, the formulations of the Rabbi Yosef Engel, he says, it doesn't do number one. If it was number one, then it should work for mitzvah shebegufo. Approach number one. What's the most it does? Approach number two. It's as if I'm doing that maisa. Or maybe even three. I'm not even doing that ma'isa. I'm just getting the credit for that ma'isa. It's either formulation two or three. And that's why it doesn't work for mitzvah shebegufo. By something that needs a mitzvah shebegufo, which means it needs a result achieved through my body, so that's not going to work. Shlichus does not work. Avo b'midi deleka asiya lo amrina shlichus olam kamoso kamosha kasav harosh pirushal in a darm daf ayin beis. When he asks about a farce, the Darby quotes, Arash, to bemidi, to bemela, lo shach mini shlichus. O mishimhachi, pesach, kiddushin, gerushin, there's a maisa. And therefore you say shlichus alam kaboso, and it's as if I did it. So he has formulation number two of Rabbi Yosef Engel. Kilu hu ba'atzmo shachar ha-pesach. V'chein b'kiddushin v'gerushin. Kilu ha-ba'al atzmo nosan ha-gerushin ha-kiddushin. Or if as if I did the avera by yeshliach. Aval akati, but by tefillin, when the shliach puts on tefillin, you know what the mitzvah is? To have tefillin on me. That's the mitzvah. To be in a state of hunach tefillin. So you can't, the shliach doesn't do that. Aval betefillin, kishashliach meiniach atefillin, hanacha zu shehi asiya chashiv kilu hamishalech asa hanacha zu. Aval akati lo hiniach atefillin arosha. You want to say it's as if I did the ma'isa? Fine. I did an act of putting on tefillin. but I put tefillin on someone else. I didn't put tefillin on me. Ela al rosh lucho. De'ein guf ha-shliach, guf ha-meshaleach, kivin, de'bemidi, de'bemelo, lo shayach, minui shlichus. That's why by tzitzis, by tefillin, by sukkah, shlichus is not going to work. Only by Pesach, Kiddushin, and by others. So that's the ksos. You can't learn any sugya of shlichus without that ksos. Kuf pei beis aleph. And the two sources that he quotes is Tosfos Reed Kiddushin Ben Beis, Rush, Ayin Beis, Amid Beis, right here. The Maariv Chayis here also discusses this sugya of, he quotes the Tosfos Reed, and he quotes the Rush, and he quotes the Ksos, and then the Maariv Chayis says, this also could be the secret of how we know that the mitzvah of shofar, Yom Teruah Yelachem, is through Shmia. Because if the mitzvah is tekiya shofar, so then, and everybody has to blow shofar, the tekiya, so says the Baruch Chayis, that lechor would be a mitzvah shebegufo. And every single person would have to blow shofar. How is it that one person can blow shofar in shul and everybody can listen? What, he's my shliach? But lechora, if he's my shliach, it means that I have to do it myself. Pashto, that's how you would understand Yom Teruah Yelachem, says the Maariv Chayis. So therefore, it must be the fact that we know that's not true, the fact that we know that one person can blow for others. He quotes this from the Rambam in the Tshuva, in the Pe'er Hador, Al Karchach Mitzvahs Yom Teruah Yelachem Hainu Shmiya. The fact that we see Pukhazi, my Amadabar, we see people being motzi others, it must be the mitzvah is shemia, and I'm being shomeit, even if somebody else is doing the action. That is the general shlichus discussion relating to our Gemara. But now let's get to the specific Nidarim discussion. Another crucial point. And that is the Rambam. The Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this Gemara of Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yoshia, that you cannot do the Hafaris Adarim through a Shliach, the Rambam Paskins that way, but the Rambam adds on 2 points. Number one, he says it's not only Hafara, but Hakama. The Rambam says you can't do Hakama or Hafara through a Shliach. Perak Yud Gimel, Halacha Tes. That's the Rambam. Asa shliach la hafer lo, la o la hakem la, eno klum, shenemar yishayikim ene v'yishayifer reno. So even though the Gemara is about only hafara, but the Rambam says it also about hakama. What's the chiddush in this? Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch says, well, why do we pass on like Rabbi Yoshia? If we pass like Rabbi Yoshia, just be tam suffik, I'm not sure what to do, and therefore I'll be machmir, then the Rambam doesn't make sense, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Because if you're just being machmir, you should say the hafara does not work, and the hakama does work. That would be lachumra, right? Be making it so she can't get out of the nether. So you should say there's a keen through shlichus. Rabbi Kiva Eger is bothered by this, right? How do you know who you paskin like? So it must be, which is not impossible, but it must be the Rama is passing mitaris vadai, not mitaris safek, and that's why he says neither can be done through a shliach. The Shami Nidarim has a beautiful answer. He says, no, maybe not. Maybe it is through a saf. Maybe the Rambam is possibly just bitam chumra. But the Shami Nidarim says that if he's mekayim, a neder, that borders on chait. As we know, Rabbi Nassan quoted 3 times already in the Masechta, if somebody makes a neder, kilo banabama, and somebody is mekayim the neder, so it's as if he was hamakrav a carbon on it, but either way, having a neder is a problem. So hakama takes part in that. And therefore, maybe being mekim a neder is shades of shlichus l'dvar avera. And that's why you can't be mokim, do it through a shliach. Hafara through a shliach, that's the zeros hakasif. Or that is the Rambam pasuk mitam suffik, like Rav Oshia. What about hakama? So for a different reason, says the Shalmei Nedarim, he has the pasuk that doesn't work through a shliach because of shlichus l'dvar avera. So that is one extension of the Rambam. Not only hafara, but also hakama. And then the Rambam also says it's not only the husband cannot do it through a shliach, but the father cannot do it through a shliach. V'chein ha'av ba'atzmo v'lo b'shlucho. So to the father. So where does that come from? Why can't the father do it? So here the Gemara quotes a pasuk by the husband. Where does the father come in? So Rabbi Avraham ben Ahar, right here, says, it says something, v'hechrish la'avia. It also has, if you look at the psukim, extra words of avia, and therefore the same type of zeros hakasav would be made by the by the Gemara, by the father. The Meiri here says, you don't have to come on to a special Xeris Akasa. The Gemara doesn't have a pasik. The source is husband, but we're Makish. We're Makish, husband and father. They're both Hafara. They're both in the same section of the Torah. So the Meiri says the father and the Av are Hukash Zelazeh, and therefore that's why you can't do it by the father either. Says the Lecha Mishnah, quoting that idea, quotes that idea, that the Rambam's Makar must be the comparison. But he says for the Rambam himself, it does not work out so well. We mentioned twice already. We never mentioned who argues, so let's mention that now. We mentioned twice already that the Rambam holds that there's a difference about which Nidarim the father could be Mefer. The husband can only be Mefer, Nidarim Shebeino Leveina, and Nidarim Shel Inui Nefesh. That's the first Mishnah in the next parak. The first Mishnah at the beginning of the last parak of Nidarim, Dav Ayin Tes. Eilu Nidarim Shu Mefer, Nidarim Sheishma Inui Nefesh. Right, the husband only eating nefesh, and dvarim should be no levina. And the Rambam says that does not apply to the father. The other he showed in the Ramban and the Tur, quote, same thing would apply to the father. But the Rambam says beferish that the father can be made for all nedarim. So says the Lecha Mishnah. So you see, this that's a little difficult because the Rambam you see there does not compare father and husband, and here he does. So he says it's not impossible. You compare it in some ways, not other ways. That's why the Lecha Mishnah's Lashon here in Yud Gimel Tes, Ksas Kasha. It's a little problematic. L'das Rabbeinu Zal, D'lesle Hekesha, D'beinish L'ishto, B'inav L'bito L'chol Mili. He doesn't compare them all across the board. D'ha Nidarim, D'lav Inui Nefesh, V'she'eno B'ino L'veino, Av Mefer, Afagav D'baleinu Mefer. Perak Yud Beis Halacha Aleph. So you see, he doesn't compare it in all regards. Imkein Ha'ach Krad, Isha Yikimenu, B'balziv, V'yamai Yalif Av Minei. Damrina begamar d'xeras akasevu. D'xeras akasev kandelo mahani shliach the bchalat Torah kulo sholam kamosav v'chulu. V'im kain lo yafinan minay av the adif mibal b'shar nedarim. If you see the father has more power in other areas, so maybe he has more power in this area too. So maybe that's why you should not compare it. V'yesh lomar says the lecha mishnah di lo yalef rabenu zal leinin shar nedarim av mibal mishum to amar kra gabi av kol nedareha v'esareha. The Lecha Mishnah says, no, the opposite. Over there it's Xeris HaKasif, because it says, Kol Nidareha by the father. Aval Hacha de Lecha Kra, Mikaminan Hekesha de Benish Lishto Ben Avlavito, Kol Mashen Nuchal, Kiva de Lecha Kra Kenegdo. The Lecha Mishnah turns everything on its head. What was the Kasha? His question was, there's Xeris HaKasif by this Halacha. So you should say, it only applies to the husband and not the father. Said the Lecha Mishnah, no. Fundamentally, we would want to compare. It's just by the type of nedarim, there this Xeris HaKasav. There the Rambam quotes, Kol Nedareha. The Rambam quotes that he can be made for all of the nedarim. Kol Nedareha Vashvuos Av made for B'yom Shamosh. And Amar, Kol Nedareha Vesareha. That's what it says. Aval Abal, in the Yachal HaFer, V'chulu, only certain types of nedarim, as it says, Ben Ishla Ishto. That's the beautiful Me'iri, Rav Avraham Ben Ahar, and the Lecha Mishnah. There's more here, but I guess let's continue now, and we will get back to more shlichus issues if we have time. But again, you see it's jam packed right there. Next, boy, Rabbi Brachama, third line now of the Gemara, top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Brachama asked the following question. I'll really try to get back. Rabbi Kiva Eger has an important comment, but we have to continue though, and we'll see at the end. Boy, Rabbi Brachama, Chereish Maushi Yafar Leishto. Can a deaf person be mefer to his wife? The Rishonim here say, we're not talking about what Chazal sometimes call a cheresh. Sometimes a cheresh is a deaf mute. And that is called in halacha, at least in Talmudic times, a la bardas. A cheresh can't talk and can't speak. That was a eino medaber ve'eino shomea. But here, cheresh means he can talk, but he just can't hear. That's what the Rush says. That's what the Ron discusses. The cheresh de krakoi. We're talking about a cheresh of the Torah, not a cheresh of Chazal. She medaber ve'eino shomea. That speaks and does not hear, says the Rush. Kid dechsiv, as the pasuk says, va'anik cheresh lo eshma uki'ilim lo yiftach piv. We're talking about a cheresh of the Torah, a cheresh of the Rabbanon. He can't talk, so of course he can't be mefer. He can't be mefer. He can't explicate the words. So the Rabbi Rachama says here, no, now we're talking about a cheresh, a husband who is deaf, but he can't talk. Maushi afer le'ishto. Can he be mefer? He can make some kind of sounds. Can he be mefer for his wife? Imtim salomar baal mefer below shmiya, even if you want to say, as whatever answer the earlier question. But even if you want to say, Imtim Salomar, that the Baal can be Mefer without hearing about it, Mishum de Bar Mishmahu. Maybe that's because he is Ra'oi and he is able to hear. And therefore, if you are able, maybe that's good enough. Ra'oi. Aval Cheresh Ala Bar Mishmahu. Hainu de Rabbi Zera. But a deaf husband who cannot hear, maybe we should say, it's Ma'akev and it cannot be Mefer. Based on the din of Rabbi Zera. Dam Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera quoted in 10 places in Shas. Kalaroi Labila Ein Bila Ma'kevesbo. V'chosha Ein Roi Labila Bila Ma'kevesbo. Wherever the mixing is possible, then you don't have to mix it. But wherever the mixing is impossible, you do have to mix it, and it is ma'akev. So do we say Reb Zera? Meaning you need the potential at least. You don't need to actually do it. O Dilma, Vishama Isha la ma'akev. What do we say? No, it's not ma'akev, and you don't have to hear about it. That's the Shaila. Amar Rava, let's just answer. Tashma, Vishama Isha, Praleisha, Skeresh, Shma Mina. So, Beferish, Xeris HaKasiv, that the husband has to be able to hear about it, excluding a deaf husband. Where is the source for Rabbi Zera? Or you see on the side of the Gemara, it's quoted many places. Balabasra, Makas, Menachas, Kedushin, Yavamis, Chulin, Nida, and right here in Adarim, and the Rishonim themselves add on more places, as Hashem will talk about in a minute. But what's the source for Rabbi Zera? That's the Mishnah in Mesachas Menachas. The Mishnah tells us that if somebody is no Dave, somebody promises to give a certain amount of flour to the Beis HaMikdash, a mincha, he wants to give 61 isaron of flour to the Beis HaMikdash. What is the halacha? The Mishnah says, Menachas, Kuf, Gimel, Amid Beis. Misnadiv Adam Mincha Shal Shishim Isaron. Umevi Bikli Echad. If you want to give 60 Isaron, you can bring it in one Kli and give it to the Beis HaMikdash. But im Amar Hare Alai Samach Aleph. But if you say, I want to bring 61 Isaron, maybe Shishim Bikli Echad, the Echad Bikli Echad. Right? You have to bring 60 in one Kli and the one in the other Kli. That's what you have to do. And he quotes Shakain, Atzibur, maybe beyond the Frishan Shalchak, Shachalias Bashav, Shishav Echad, Tayal Yachad Shupachas, Ben Atzibur, Echad, Vichulu, and the Mishnah continues. Says the Mishnah, what's the Svara? Amrulo, Shishim Nivlalin, Vishishim Ve'echad, Ein Nivlalim. 60 Isaron is mixable properly with the oil, but 61 is not. I asked the Gemara, but you don't even have to mix it. Even if you don't actually mix the oil into the flour, it's kosher. So what do you need it to be mixable for? That's what the Gemara quotes, Amar Rabbi Zera. Call a roi labila. As long as it's roi to be mixed, it's 60 and no more. 60 or less isaron. So then, be ain beila ma'akeves bo. V'chol she'ain a roi labila. But if it's not roi labila, it's not going to mix well. It's 61 is thrown out. So then, beila ma'akeves bo. Beila would be ma'akev. So that is Rabbi Zera, the halacha of requiring potential, even though you don't require actuality. That's the din of Rabbi Zera. And it comes up in many different areas of a halacha. Just before we get to some of the other areas, Tosfos in Kiddushin on Daf Chafeim Abeis has an important comment. Tosfos says, how do you know when you need actuality? How do you know when potential is good enough? So Tosfos says, you have to see if this works in all the contexts, Tosfos says that in many of the places where you just need potential, it's because it does not say it as a Lashon Tzivui in the Torah. It just says it as a reality, derech agav, but it doesn't say it as a requirement. Umiyu kasha, Tosfos says, chafeim abe, the Tosfos that goes over from chafeim and aleph to chafei amid beis, Tosfos says, v'im tomar, umiyu kasha, my time of dera'ui, ishana hakasa belilo la'akev, liboy belilo mamish, v'ilo shana filu roilo liboy. Where does this halacha come from, that you need the potential? Either you need it, or you don't need it. Right, did the Torah say you need it? And by kachem, did it say it more than once? It did. If it says it more than once, it says it twice. That's called shana hakasav la'akev. It says it more than once in kachem in order to make a li'ikuva. So why don't you actually need the mixing? And if you want to tell me you don't need it, so why do you even need the potential? V'yesh lomar, tevadeh shana hakasav balol kama pa'amim, says Tosfos. Tevadeh says it many times, avalo kasav balashen sivui. It doesn't say tivlol. Doesn't say mix. If it says mix, you shall mix, so then that is where you would need the actuality, not the, just the potential. Ubalila mashma da aslashmina de lobina la ra'ui. And therefore, it doesn't say beferish. What about tevila? Another example. You need ra'ui for the water. Do you have to open your mouth when you go into a mikvah? No. You don't have to open your mouth. But you can't have a chatzitza in your mouth. If somebody has something in their mouth that is a chatzitza, some type of filling that is about to come out, that's falling out, that's a chatzitza, so it's a problem. Even though it is called beis hastarim, but it has to be ro'ui l'bias mayim, even though you don't actually need bias mayim. So, ask Tosfos, what about there? Minala betfila minala debi'inon ro'ui v'yesh lomar, mishum dechsiv v'rachat, that's called besaro, demashah filu beis hastarim, v'ksiv v'yadav, ma'yadav me'avroi, avkali avroi. So again, it says it there, v'rachat is called, and he washes his all his hands, but it doesn't say from as Lashon Sivui Tosfos says, but you need ra'ui l'bias mayim. The Shagas Aryeh in Siman Vav discusses about saying Kriya Shema through a shliach. So he discusses whether the principle of Rabbi Zera would only apply by dvarim that l'chatchila you need to do them yourself, but if l'chadchila, you can have it just through another person, so maybe then you wouldn't even need ra'ui. Wouldn't even need ra'ui. There he discusses, what about an elaim that can't talk? Could he be yotze shomea ka'one kriyashma? That's his discussion there. So he says, maybe Rav Zera wouldn't apply, because there maybe by shomea ka'one, there's not even a l'chadchila to say it yourself. What's Rav Zera? You should do it yourself, but if not, you know there's a l'chadchila to have A, but you can have B instead. But maybe by Shomea Ka'one suggests the Shagas Aryeh, the Achronim discussed the Shagas Aryeh, so maybe you wouldn't need it. Shomea Ka'one is l'chadchila. Somebody else could say it for me by Kiddush every Friday night. Barovam Hajas Melech. One person makes Kiddush for everybody. So that's the Shagas Aryeh's Svara. Just one other marker related to Rav Zera, and then we will continue. As we mentioned, Rishonim sometimes bring up Rabbi Zera, even if he's not in the Gemara. The Gemara has it 10 times. But in Maseches Sukkah, Rabbi Zera is not in Maseches Sukkah. The Ritva brings up Rabbi Zera at least, maybe more, I'm aware of 3 times in Maseches Sukkah. Daf Beis, Daf Chaf Tes, and Daf Lamed Ches. All 3 times. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem, Daf Beis, Amud Aleph. The first Amud talks about building a Sukkah with iron walls. Mechitzos Shel Barzel. Iron walls. The Gemara has a rhetorical question without getting into the details, but the Abaya says you should be able to build your, if you need, the Gemara suggested that, as we know, Sukkah has to be a Diras Arai, has to be a temporary dwelling, and therefore it cannot be above 20 Amos. So ask the Gemara, ask the Abaya, so why could you be able to build your Sukkah 10 Amos tall with iron walls? That's a Diras Keva. So why should he be able to do that? So the Gemara says, no. But under 20 Amos, you at least can build it in an Arai way. Above 20 Amos, your walls have to be so strong that it has to be built in a Keva way. That's all the Gemara says. Says the Ritva, that's Rabbi Zera. As long as it's Ra'ui L'diras Arai, under 20 Amos, so that's good enough. V'ka'asi Allah, midr Rabbi Zera. D'kamak al-Arai L'bila, that's one place where the Ritva brings it in. Next place the Ritva brings it in is the beginning of Lulav HaGazel, where the Gemara discusses Nifridu and Nifridzu. The Mishnah says, if the leaves of the lulav are separated but can be tied together, it is kosher. Nifridu alav, kosher. Doesn't it say, kapot marim, and kvot means like tied together, says the Ritva. Abagad dechsiv kapot lalamit shiye kafus, kivon sheroui lichposo, Ein kfisa ma'akevespo. As long as it's ro'i to be put together, it's okay. Aval charus. Charus is in the Gemara. An example of where the leaves are hardened and they can't even be tied together. She'en eroi lichposo. Kfisa ma'akevespo. U'kid de Rebbe Zera. Number 2, Ritva. In Maseches Sukkah, where he brings up Rebbe Zera. And finally, number 3. The Gemara in Sukkah, this is about a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, talks about Shomea Ka'one. So there, the Ritva and the Rishonim discuss the sugya of what happens if somebody is in the middle of Shemona Esrei and the Chazan gets up to Kedusha. What does one do if I'm still in the silent, quiet Shemona Esrei? So 3 days of the Rishonim. Rashi, Tosfos, Ritva. Rashi says, what we do, we pass on like Rashi. Rashi says, you stop and you listen. That's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And what does that do for me? I get some credit for saying Kedusha, and I'm not mafsik in my Shemona Esrei. I could have my cake and eat it too. Which, if you think about it, is something amazing. We're so used to that halacha. But really, it's a tremendous chiddush. Tosfos says, you know what you do? Nothing. Keep going. Tosfos says, yes, if you stop, it would be as if you're saying Kedusha, but that would be a hepsik in the middle of your middle of your Shmon Esrei. You can't say Kedusha in the middle of your Shmon Esrei, so keep going. You don't want it to be a hepsik. Right, that machlokas, Rashi Tosfos, is quoted in the Shemei Kohanim Sugyas. Is it mamish like I'm saying it? That's Tosfos. He has such a strong view of Shemei Kohanim, so he says you can't stop. You can't stop and listen because it's as if you're saying it and you can't say anything in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Tosfos says, just go straight, go, keep going. Rashi says, no. Rashi says, Shomei Kohanim means you get credit for it. But not that it's as if you're saying it, so therefore you could stop and get the credit and listen and then continue. No problem. That's Rashi at Tosfos. But the Ritva has a third opinion. What do you mean, third? It's either yes or no. So the Ritva passes like Tosfos, Lamaisa, in that he says, don't stop. But for a different reason. Not because it'll be like Shomei Kohanim and therefore it'll be a hafsik. But the Ritva says, don't stop because Shomei Kohanim will not work here. Shomei Kohanim only works where you'd be able to say it yourself. And if you say it yourself, you can have somebody else say it for you. But if you can't say it yourself, then Shomei Kohanim is not going to work. Why? Rebbe Zeira. Right? That is the shita of the Ritva. He says, V'chein halacha, she'bechol davar she'yotze al yidei acherim, she'yesh lo lanos amen o davar acherim, lo shamav lo anaklau. Miha dafka b'sher ra'ui la'anos, avalam eino ra'ui la'anos, kegon, she'eno naki, o she'mispalel, ve'eno rashoi la'hafzik, eino yotze b'shmiya. Right, you're not yotze through that, because you're not ra'ui to say it yourself. It doesn't befavorish quote Rabbi Zera by name there, but that's what clearly he is driving at, as he did in the other two places in that Masechta. Okay, let's continue now. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, what about a deaf husband? Doesn't work. Viter. Ibailu, next question. Ba'o ma'ushi yafer l'shtei nasha b'masachas. Can a husband be mefer two wives nidarim at the same time? He says, mufer lachem. Right, they both have nedarim, and he says they're both mufar at the same time. Can he do that? And the Ron says, let's just read the question. Osa dafka, right? Do we say the word osa is made for her dafka? Oh, lav dafka, is it dafka or lav dafka? And the Ron says that the same question could be asked by the father. Right, same thing. Vahad davai babal hu adin ba'av digabi av namik siv osa. Same question could be asked there. The Mincha Shlomer, Shlomo Zalman here, and the Sefer Panech also asks, interesting, what happens? Can a father do it for his wife and his daughter at the same time? That's not what the Gemara asks, right? It's Osa, Osa. So what happens if you try to do one and the other? So that relates to the Gemara's question. It also relates to the relationship between the father and the daughter. Even if you want to say you could do two wives at the same time, or two daughters at the same time, you might say you can't do a wife and a daughter at the same time. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman Safek here in the Mincha Shlomo. So it says the Gemara Tashma, Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotos Ka'achas. One is not allowed, says the Gemara in Sota, one is not allowed to be Mashke, two Sotos at one time. Man has two wives that are required to drink the Mei Sota because of what they did. So he cannot do it to both his wives at once. Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotos Ka'achas, or the Kohen can't do it to at one time. Says the Gemara, why not? Machlokas. Mibnei Shaliba Gasba Chaverta. Number one, because each one, right, what's the point of Sota? We know the process is we want them to admit. We don't want the Shem Hashem to be Nimchak, but if they see the other one that's not admitting, that even if they want to admit, they're going to hold their own. They're not going to admit because, she's innocent, I'm innocent too. And she's not going to say anything. So that's why you can't do it together, because she's going to look to the side and not admit. That is Liba Gaspa Chaverta. Right? Number one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said no. Loman Hashem who said, different reason. Sixeras Akazav, Elamishum Shanem, Rabbi Hishka Osa, Livada. It says, Bimashke, her, meaning herself, and that is the reason Xeras HaKasav. So the Ron quotes that this is what the Gemara is extending to here. than to hear that it cannot be done with two at once. That is the halacha. You know, the second to last line of the Ran, v'nirli lahalacha, t'chiyehechi de'enu meifel l'sheinashe b'vasachas, hachanami enu mekayim l'shteim ka'achas. You can't do afara to both at once, you can't do akama to both at once. That is the Gemara. If you look in the Gemara in Sota, the Gemara there quotes another element to this sugya, and that's the sugya of Einos and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. We don't do mitzvahs one on top of another. Rashi says because we don't want it to appear like it's a burden. Let's get it over with. Let's do it together. Do it together. Right? We should never have that attitude. Never have that attitude of just like, let's get it over. Let's just do it now. Let's just get it over with now. We have to watch out how we talk. Sometimes we say things like that. You know, we have to make sure we're not getting mitzvahs over with. Right, we have the opportunity to do mitzvos. And even if, yes, let's do it now because it's convenient now, we should make sure not to talk in the way of getting mitzvos over with. That is the Gemara. There is a problem with the sheet of the Rambam. We're not going to answer it. We're just going to point it out. The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim paskins that a husband can be mefer for his wives at once, but he paskins that you cannot be mashke two sotos ka'achas. So it's a little difficult because our Gemara seems to compare the two. The Mefarshim, Rav Menahar, and the Nosei Kelim are bothered by that. Okay, Vaita, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, top of Amabes. Ha Bogeres, a Bogeres, Sheshohasa, Yud Beis Chodesh, the Almana Lamid Yom. What is this? We know that in the days of old, they had 12 months between Erisin and Nisuin to give time for the husband and for the wife to get ready. After those 12 months are up, so then there's an expectancy of marriage. And if the marriage doesn't take place, certain halachos of marriage kick in. Mizonos kick in. That might be a knas, or that might be something deeper. Hafaras nedarim might kick in. That's the machlokas here. So a bogeres, sheshasa, yud beis chodesh, we already had. Really, this is two cases. A bogeres gets 1 month. Sheshasa, yud beis chodesh, that's talking about someone who is not a bogeres. V'yamana, lamed yom. After that, Rabbi Eliezer, omer, ho, ubal, chayef, ba'ala, chayef, mazono, seha, yafer. Since the baal, the husband, is chayef to feed her, yafer, he can be made for the nedarim. V'chachavim omrim, ain't a baal made for her, she declines the rishu, so no, the baal cannot be made for until she actually goes into his rishus. The language of the Ran here, look, achitikanes l'rishuso, achitikanes l'chuppah. What is the Ran driving at here? Says the Rishash, if you look in the tour quotes that, we know the Mishnayos and Ksubas discuss, masra shluchei ha'av l'shluchei ha'bal, giving over to shlichim. The tour says, when the shluchei ha'av give over the woman to the shluchei ha'bal, that is not enough for Hafaris Nedarim. And the Beis Yosef is very bothered by that. What do you mean? In Ksubis it says, when you give it over, that's Nisuin. That's Knisa L'Rishuso. That's Knisa L'Rishuso. So is that what the Ran is driving at here? Like what the Torah says, Tikanis L'Chuppah, you need Mamish Chuppah. Knisa L'Rishus, Shluchei Habab wouldn't be good enough. That's what the Rishash discusses. It could be that for even giving over to the Shluchei Habab, that could be good enough for certain halachas of Nisuin. But maybe not for Hafaras Nedarim. The Rishash compares it to Achilas Truma. Maybe not for Achilas Truma. Maybe there's issues of Simpon and other issues by Hafaras Nedarim as well. Okay, but that's the Ran's Lashon here. Amar Rabba, Rabbi Eliezer, Mishnah Rishona, Amru Davar Echad. Both Rabbi Eliezer and Mishnah Rishona, as we're about to see, say the same thing. What do they say? The Ran's Lashon? They both say that at the end of the 12 months, there is a quasi-ishus. A quasi-ishus. Meaning, not just a mizonos might be a fine, but they both hold there's something that occurs at the end of those 12 months. Right? The Ran's Lashon, chashvina la kinesua liksas dvarim. She's like a nesua for certain things, even though she's not in a Beis Baila yet. Ditznan. Right? We have Rabbi Eliezer here, but where's the Mishnah Rishona? Ditznan, the Mishnah tells us in Ksubis. No, it's in Lipsula, Yud Beis Chodesh, Lefarni Satzma. You give a Psula 12 months to get ready. He giel, the Yud Beis Chodesh. And once 12 months come, Ocheles Mishalov, Ocheles Betruma. She can start eating Mizonos from him, even if he is a Kohen. She can now start eating Shuma, which we know on a Daraisa level she could eat anyway. Kinyan Kaspo. Aval Hayavam ain't a Machal Betruma. But if it's Yavam, she cannot eat Shuma. Because that the Gemara in Yavam says, that's Kinyan to Achiv. Yavamiv. That's not Kinyan Kaspo. As we discussed at length, in Yavamis, how much is the Yavamis stand-in for the original husband? Asta Shisha Chadashim Lefnei Abal, the Mishnah says, what if she had 6 months in front of the husband, then the husband died? V'shisha Chadashim Lefnei Yavam. V'yafilu Kulam Befnei Abal, Chua Chasar Yom Echad. O Kulam Befnei Yavam Chasar Yom Echad. If, says the Mishnah, if there was not a full 12 months in front of the husband, Eina Ocheles Betruma. Zu Mishnah Rishona, this is Mishnah Rishona, that at least if it was 12 months in front of the husband, so then she would be able to eat Truma. So you see, there's a Mixas Ishus, so to speak, at that time. Bezin Shalachareya Mamru, Eina Isha Ocheles Betruma, she comes to the Chuppah. The Bezin Shalachareya said, no way, she only eats Truma once she actually gets married, tikkanes l'chuppah, you don't go by the 12 months. But the Mishnah Rishona is like Rabbi Eliezer here, that is what Rabbah's comment is. The Rani here quotes a machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, that it sounds like, right, that from here, only if you're missing a day, if they're all in front of the Baal, what if she has 12 months in front of the Baal, then the Baal dies. So does she now continue to eat in front of the Yavam? So Rabbeinu Tam says yes. The Yavam's not going to be worse than the husband. Says Rabbi Natan on the second medium line, Nihid Yavamino Machel, Miolo Mifsada Midi Machmate, and Rashi argues on that. That's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos about what if it's 12 months in front of the Baal and then the Baal dies. But either way, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, aren't these parallel to each other? So Amalei Abaya, no. Abaya says maybe there's a chiluk between the Mishnah Rishona and Rabbi Eliezer in either direction. Dilma Lohi Ad Kanlo Ka'ashmina Mishnah Rishona Ela Lamecha B'Truma D'Rabbanan. Maybe the Mishnah only allowed it after 12 months by Truma D'Rabbanan. What does Truma D'Rabbanan mean? The Rush says the Isser of an Arusa eating Truma is only D'Rabbanan. So they override with that. Or the Mefarish says maybe we're talking about Truma Bizman Azeh, which is D'Rabbanan. Tupshatim of what D'Rabbanan means. Aval Nedarim Da'oraisa Emalo. But Nedarim, which is a total D'Oraisa context, maybe there wouldn't be power. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't allow that. And maybe the Mishnah Rishona would not allow that. The Adka lo shamis leilu Rabbi Eliezer, and maybe Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't allow mizonos. Maybe he wouldn't allow truma. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer only said it by nedarim el gabi nedarim kidder of Pinchas mishmei derava damar kol noderes alas bailei noderes. Right, because she goes based on her husband, and therefore, even if they're not technically married, she could have him in mind. Aval truma afilu b'drabanan ami lo achla, but truma is excluded. This is where it's quoted here in the Gemara. Remember, we had earlier the Ritva. The Ritva discussed about whether if the wife says beferish, it's not al das baili. Right, the 2 days is whether why that doesn't work. The Ran here discusses here on the bottom discusses what if somebody makes a neder al das chavero. Right, do you say that that is something that can be hufar, that needs to be hufar, that is the Ran here. But one other hara that we should have mentioned earlier, but we didn't when this sugya came up. Tosfos Anita has an important comment, important question. Mem vav amabes. Tosfos asks, if you have this svara of kolon oderes alas bailin oderes, so what do you need the din of the Torah for? Why isn't it an umdana that every wife has her husband in mind? Therefore you don't even need a chiddush Torah. This is svara. Kolon Oderes Alas Bailei Noderes. What do you need a svara? What do you need a pasuk in the Torah for? Why don't you just say it's a svara that the husband could always be made for the nedarim of the wife? That is Tosfos's bomb kasha in Mem Vav Mebeis V'Yim Tamar. Amai Nechta Parshas Nedarim Debal Mefer Lishto Afilu Eina Ishto Kigon Hacha Habav Mefer De'al Daita Noderes. In our case, even if she's not married yet, right? It's after the 12 months. What do you need the whole pasuk for? So those there is two answers. You're right. To be mayfair, so that you don't need the pasuk for it. But to be makayim, and to teach me that once you're makayim, you can't be mayfair, that's what you need the pasuk for. Inami mishum da'amar achmana baal mayfair kamar de la olam al daito hi no deris. Maybe it's working a little backwards. The svara is only known once the Torah is machadesh this. The Torah teaches us the umdina. So those are two important deos that Tosfos had. Again, there's more on that second deo, but we will stop here as we are deep into this 10th parak. You see today here was chock full. We have Nedarim, we have Bila, and we have Shlichus. Okay, we'll stop here.